Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, we are here today, and I'm not exactly sure how well this show is going to go. I wasn't able to get the things together that I wanted to do. I have some audio clips that I didn't record, so I'm going to be playing them through the computer speaker, which is going to make them sound rather awful. But they will give you an idea on what is really going on here in this nation as when it comes to this stupid COVID thing. The media is constantly telling us stuff like, you know, this is the most contagious thing, that if you don't stay in your house, you're going to catch it and then you're going to die. No, that is not the truth. They're doing exactly what the left always accuses the right of doing, scaremongering, and that is essentially it. I know people who are very smart people who have been put under by this because they've heard this so often from the news media, and I heard it this morning on TV, that you had to keep your 6-foot distance, you had to stay inside your house, you couldn't go outside because that was going to hurt you. No, they have come to find out that sunlight, UV light, kills this thing. But the media doesn't report this. All they report on is how hard it is for everyone that has been cooped up in their house. You know, that everybody's being told that being cooped up in their house is the way to go. No, it's not. I go out walking every day. I'm 67. I'm at that age where they say, oh, you have to be careful, you're going to catch it. No, I'm healthy. I have no fears here. And Vorp in the chat room says he hasn't gotten his stimulus check yet. I don't understand that. I know most people have. I know there's still some that are waiting, but I would think that it would be here by now. Maybe you should get a hold of your representatives and find out what's going on. But, you know, the things that are going on are just insane at best. Our nation is being told we have to be shut down to save ourselves from this stupid thing. Sweden never shut down, and they're coming out of it. That's, you know, the whole world could learn from that one. But no, the politicians won't tell you that. The media won't tell you that. And as long as they don't tell you things like that, a lot of people who normally would know better don't. But I don't know. We will be right back.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert T. and Fidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lamestream lying media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. One of the things that I wanted to play for you was a thing from One America News from the first tipping point. COVID-19 was already under control before the lockdowns. And let me see if this will work. I hope it does, but it's not going to sound as good as my stuff normally does because it's coming out of the speakers of my computer. So I'm hoping this works okay.
Government-mandated lockdown. That is dynamite data right there, and I'd love to see any politician who is still imposing lockdowns here in the U.S. answer for it. With me now, to break this down, former New York Times reporter and the author of Tell Your Children, Alex Berenson. Alex, good to see you. Thanks for joining me.
Liz, thanks for having me.
All right, what do you make of this data? This is pretty significant because I think a lot of people are ignoring this middle ground of doing things as an individual, not locking down, and not blowing it off.
Well, I mean, I'd say, first of all, there was some, government-mandated stuff in there. For example, the ban on large events, as they've done in Sweden, too. So there can be some government measures. But you broke it down totally correctly. That's what the data says. And certainly the German data is very, very interesting because you can see it going almost it's straight down from about March, March 5th, March 6th, March 7th on. And here's what I'd say. The question isn't now whether or not what you're saying is true. The question is why aren't people other than you and to some extent Fox talking about this? And you can ask this about a dozen different things. Why is it that when the serology tests, when the antibody tests come out, and they show clearly that there's been a very widespread epidemic in New York and in other places in the U.S., that people, instead of saying this is really good news, this means that the infection fatality rate is much less than we think, immediately try just to poke holes in this data and say either it's wrong or sometimes they go further than that and they say something that's just completely contradictory, which is, oh, this means the virus is really contagious and we need to be even more scared of it. That's not what it says at all to any reasonable person who looks at it. And so, why is it that the Germans and the Swiss and all these other people are putting out all this good information and then there's Stanford or LA County or New York State, and instead of reading this and saying, okay, let's reconsider what we're doing, the public health establishment and the media just seem to double down and double down. I don't understand what is going on.
See, and that's the thing I was telling you about this morning. On the news, on one of the channels here in Albuquerque, they were telling you exactly that same thing. This is so contagious. This is so horrible. We have to lock ourselves down. We have to stay away from people. We have to do this. We have to do that. No, we don't. This is nowhere near as bad as the media and the left in this country are trying to tell us. It's like I said earlier, I am 67 right now. I'm 2 years over the age they say you need to really be careful. I'm healthy. It doesn't bother me in the least. And for all I know, I may have had it. I may have the antibodies. I don't know. But so many people in this country already have them. Why aren't they working on a vaccine using these antibodies? They're working on all kinds of other things, but they're not working on the antibodies that people who have had this and gotten over it. A lot of them don't even know it. But nobody seems to be concentrating on this. When it came to polio, It was antibodies that they worked on. When it came to measles, it's antibodies that they worked on. Why aren't they doing that now? You know, to me, it's insane. This whole idea of locking down this whole country and bankrupting this whole country over a virus, and that's all this is, a virus that will go away. And after it goes away, probably we won't hear anything more about it. Just like SARS, just like the avian flu, just like Ebola, that came back twice. But we don't hear about it now. And back when this was happening with Ebola and SARS and Zika and the avian flu, those things were things that the media and the left were all trying to tell us that we were all going to die. Well, we didn't. And we're not going to this time. The government is putting, like Vorp said, the government has us in a quarantine where they restrict the sick and keep the sick sick. They've come out with this new study now where we have now proof that, moving things around here. We have proof that UV light kills this thing. If that's so, why not go outside? I do every day. Like I said, I do every day. And a lot of the people who live in the apartment complex I live in are elderly people. They go out every day, walk around the building. They're all fine. There is not one case of COVID in this apartment complex. Because we go out, we walk around, we go out. And that's where a lot of people are making the wrong decisions. I have friends here who I've always felt were really smart, but they've been completely bamboozled by this, and they won't go out unless they possibly can, that unless they can completely help it, because they're afraid they're going to catch this. They're healthy. They won't. But they will have more of a chance of catching it by staying in. This whole idea that they can just shut down a whole world because of a so-called virus that is nowhere near, that is no worse than the seasonal influenza that we have every year. More people have died from that, but you don't hear anything about that. You don't hear the government saying, oh, influenza is here. We've got to lock ourselves down. We've got to shut down businesses. We've got to do this. We've got to do that to save everybody from death. They don't do it because it's not needed. They're doing it now, but it's not needed. It's like I said just a little bit ago, Sweden never locked down, and they're getting over it. They've already had a herd immunity where most of the people have had it and already gotten over it, and they have the antibodies in them. Why? Because they got out. They did stuff. They didn't lock down. This whole idea of locking down just because something may kill a few hundred people out of a couple of million. Ridiculous, to say the least. And this whole thing with the stimulus stuff, I don't think that should be done either. I mean, after all, who's paying for that? We are. Trouble is, a lot of people think, oh, we're getting free money from the government. No, you're not. You're already paid it into it. And I've also found out that a lot of people who have gotten the stimulus and left it in their bank accounts are now getting it taken back because they didn't take it out of their accounts. I've heard that one too. This whole thing is driving me insane, and I don't exactly know what to say anymore about it.
You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where freedom-loving Americans congregate.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend. You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No. Not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Some of us feel the call to battle, some of us do not. But for those of us who don't, there is still a way to help with those who do. No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while their family member serves to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss births, birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years, and their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and other things. Just keeping up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. A lot of people don't realize the financial burden of relocating a family every year or so. Not only that, but insurance rates can change every time, plus coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you can be expensive. And traveling home for emergencies that the military doesn't cover just adds to it. People think the government covers all those costs for them, but unfortunately, it's not true. Because of all those financial burdens, SAMFAM was created. This is where SAMFAM comes in. We are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that takes your donations and uses them to help the active military families with day-to-day financial problems while their significant other is away and fighting for our nation. You can send your check made out to SAMFAM Inc. to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donation will be put to good use for our military, active military families. Be sure to let us know where you heard about this with your help. Your donations are tax deductible. Thanks in advance, and God bless you.
Back. I've got a few things that have been showing up here for through the news. One of the things that I've been talking about was that Sweden didn't lock down. Now, where I found this was in World News Daily by the WND staff, and it was published April 24th. Actually, I think that was yesterday, or it could be today. I don't know. I can't remember what day it is. Nope. Today's the 25th. Yeah. Time is going by so darn fast anymore. It just seems like it's ridiculous, and there ain't much that I can do about it, because the older I get, the faster it's going to go. But it says Sweden's decision not to lock down its economy, allowing the coronavirus to run its course while the population reaches herd immunity, appears to be working, according to Scandinavian nation's chief epidemiologist. Anders Tegnell, predicted herd immunity when about 60% of a community population is immune will be reached in the capital of Stockholm within 2 to 3 weeks. The government officials have encouraged social distancing, banning gatherings of more than 50, and urged people over 70 or in a high-risk group to stay home. But they have not forced businesses, restaurants, and schools to close, arguing people can be trusted to follow guidelines. Apparently, here in the United States, they don't think we can be. But that's neither here nor there. But in major parts of Sweden around Stockholm, we have reached a plateau in new cases, and we're already seeing the effect of herd immunity. And a few weeks' time, we'll see even more of the effects of that, Tegnell, the chief epidemiologist at Sweden's public health agency, told CNBC on Tuesday. And in the rest of the country, the situation is stable, he said. Sweden's number of deaths is higher than in other Nordic countries, with 16,700 cases and more than 2,000 cases, 2,000 deaths in a population of about 10 million. Denmark, with a population of 6 million, has reported about 8,000 cases and 394 deaths. Among Norway's 5 million people, 7,400 cases and 194 deaths have been counted. But Tegnell said the health system has been able to cope. And he said about 15 to 20% of the people in Stockholm have reached a level of immunity that would slow down the spread of a second wave of the virus. Now that's, you know, Sweden did it actually the right way by not locking down, by not going insane and stupid and pushing the population into lockdown and saying that they had to stay away from restaurants and things like that. They didn't do it, and they're reaching herd immunity. We're far from it because we've been locked down. We've got people so scared that, like, when I go to Walmart, if I get within 6 feet of somebody, they turn around and say, "Get away, you're going to give me something." No, that's just fear. And let me tell you something, folks. Fear and depression are what is going on right now, because of a lot of the people are thinking they're going to catch this thing from anything and anybody, and that it's so prevalent that they're going to catch it no matter what. So they better take care of themselves. That fear and depression that's caused by all of this insanity also causes health problems. And you don't you think that the government knows this too? They know what the people are doing. They know the people are scared. And they're constantly pushing this singular idea that we have to take care, stay away from people, stay out of groups, stay at least 6 feet away from each other, wear masks. Now, I won't wear a mask. That's something I just won't do. If I happen to get sick and I'm wearing a mask, I'm breathing my sickness into that mask and then breathing it right back in again. I'm not getting fresh air. I'm not taking care of myself by wearing a mask, so I won't do it. And if I do get sick, chances are it will be something like the flu or a cold. I'm not going to get COVID. But here's the other problem we have. Out of all the deaths that they're saying are attributed to COVID, I found one the other day that just absolutely was hilarious. But it's exactly what the mainstream media and the liberal left and the politicians in Washington are making us believe. It was a breaking news story about a man who died of COVID-19 because he was diagnosed with COVID-19, but he had been shot 36 times and set on fire before he died. That is actually kind of sick, but that's what the media is doing. if you have COVID-19 and you go into a hospital and you die of pneumonia, or you die of heart failure, or you die because something else happened, you know what your death is attributed to? Say if you die of a heart attack, but you have COVID, you've been tested positive, though you show no signs of it. If you die of a heart attack and you've been tested positive for COVID, your death certificate will say that you died of COVID, not of a heart attack. That won't even be mentioned. Do you see what they're doing to us here, people? Do you see? This whole idea that you can go into the hospital, get tested for COVID, if you test positive and you die of something else, your death certificate will say you died of COVID. That's how they're doctoring the numbers on this. That's how the government is getting away with crap like this. Because they're lying to you. They're lying to you through their teeth, and they know it. And the sad part about it is so many people don't know it. And shows like this that don't get out that much. I get maybe 100, 200 people hearing this show, and only about 4 or 5 or 6 or maybe 7 or 8 live. This show doesn't get that kind of following. I've got maybe 200-300 people who follow this show, but nowhere near that listen to it. I wish they did. But a lot of that is my fault for not doing a show weekly and making sure that my show is always on at a certain time. Real time gets in the way a lot of the times. Real time gets in the way. And there are times I cannot do the show because there are certain things that have to happen. I almost didn't do a show today because of the plain and simple fact that I have been trying to get money out of an account in Indiana. And they keep telling me that in order to do that, I have to go to Western Union or write a check to my account and wait 10 to 14 days for it to clear. Which is kind of stupid because somebody takes money out of your account for something that you do. It comes out right away. I pulled $1,500 out of my account in Indiana, and it's still pending here a week later. It's been out of that account for almost a week, but it's still pending here. These are things that needs to be worked on, folks. Not telling everybody that they have to stay inside. Not telling everybody that if they go outside, they're going to die of COVID. Not doctoring the books to make it look like more people are dying of this than they are. Because they're not. And the longer we wait until, you know, to find out the truths of this, the more insane this whole thing is going to be. Yeah. And then Vorp says, Fauci and Gates are fixing to make $1 billion pushing their vaccination. Exactly. And this whole thing is being allowed. It shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be. And it is getting to that time where the American people have better start revolting against what they are being told, or all of your freedoms are going to be gone. They're taking them away by the fistful now, daily. They're pushing us into a corner, and we're allowing this to happen. One of the reasons why I try to do this show weekly, even though I've kind of failed at it several times, one of the reasons why I had failed at it the weeks before last week was the fact that my computer had gone down. I had no way to get my stuff into the other computer without this computer going. And this computer was not working. I had to replace the hard drive in it. And I went with a good one this time. I went with a solid state that has no moving parts in it, so it should last a little bit longer than the last one did. It also uses less power, so the battery lasts longer. Now I'm able to upload all my audios. I can upload my bumper music. I can upload the stuff for CNN and for my show and the advertisements. This week I was not able, due to the house being noisy, and other things going on here, to do my audios that I want to do, like the one I started the show off with. I hope that actually worked. It may have been hard to understand because there is no bass in this speaker for this computer. And Borb says, care to predict the near future? I have a few. I don't care to predict the future. At the rate it's going now, I think I'd be afraid to predict the future. Because there are too many people out there who will not and who do not want to look at what is actually going on to save themselves from this tyranny that is coming.
NWCR Radio will return after these important messages. Stay tuned. As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay. One of the things that I was made mention, I mentioned this last week, Black by Color Only, my show that's usually on Saturday, is on hiatus until September. They have had a whole bunch of bad things going on where they are in North Carolina. And he has canceled his show until September. And he says he'll be back. Nada with Mango, my show that's usually on Wednesdays, he has been moving into a new apartment and has been totally unavailable to do his show the past couple of weeks. And he has talked to me. He's probably going to be back this week or next week, one of the two, so we're looking forward to that. We also have another one coming that's called One Mad Grandma, and we've got the name of that one, which ought to be an interesting show, but we're still working on that one, so I don't know when that one will be, but we are still in the process of working that stuff out, and that is why I broke in on the announcements on that. You know, Bork in the chat room has been saying some things that I haven't even touched on yet, but I know they're coming. One of the things we're constantly hearing about is they're trying to move us into a cashless society. And when it comes to doing that, they also want to chip us so that we have a microchip in us, and they'll be able to, we'll be able to go to bank machines and draw out money or whatever. They're going cashless, so we're gonna be able to access our bank accounts via the chip inside of us. I won't go for that. I'll probably be one of these ones who ends up in the mountains with living off the land. Because I won't go for a chip, but that's coming. And that's something that we have to start looking at here, folks. We are not going to be going back. We're onward going towards a communist society. And if you don't like being forced into that, that's exactly what you're allowing when you're allowing the government to shut down businesses. Just because they say that it's best for us. No, it's not. It's best for them. But it's already here, folks. Government handouts and payments to small businesses to keep them from being exterminated, and huge business thrives. And it's like when I go to Walmart, if I go at a certain time of day, I'm in line to get into the store. When in your lifetime has that ever happened? They want to keep people outside so they can only get so many people inside the store. It's like Dollar Tree over here. 10 people is all that's allowed inside the store at one time. If you're not part of that 10 people, you stand outside and wait until some people come out, and then that many can go back in. Do you like what is coming, folks? We are losing our freedoms. We are losing our nation. And everybody is allowing this. Everybody's allowing it. Everybody's allowing the news media to lie to us. And we sit there and look at things and say, oh, we're safe because the government's taking care of us. The government can't even take care of themselves, let alone us. How many hundreds of millions of us are there? They can't even find 10 million illegals. Well, they probably could, but they don't want to, because there is a voting block for the left, don't you know? And Vorp says, hide in the mountains, my ass. You're going to end up in the upper bunk in an education camp. Well, they'd have to catch me first. And they probably would do their best. But I grew up in a different generation. I know how to take care of myself if I have to go up into the wilderness. A lot of people nowadays can't. I know how to and have been trained on firearms. I know how to use a bow and arrow. I know how to make a bow and arrow. These are things that a lot of people nowadays cannot do, would know how to do it if it came down to their survival, they'd die. America is at that point right now, folks, where if we don't stand up and let the government know they had better stop this, we're going to lose our freedoms. And everything that we hold dear will be gone. And folks, once it's gone, it's gone. You won't be getting it back. And all the freedoms that we have lost because of the government over the last 30 years or so, get these back. There's a few that have come back because of the wave that has hit our government, but there's still so many people there who want to push the other direction, and they're doing it successfully because no one will push back. The idea that we live in a free society, but we're not free to go outside our house because somebody has deemed that the virus going around is going to kill us all if we don't. How insane is this, folks? We have to stop allowing the government to tell us what to do. America's formed to get away from that. And now we're allowing it to go right back in there. And one of the things, if you look back into history, one of the things, I think it was Benjamin Franklin or Jefferson, one of the guys back then, said that once Americans get to the point where 50% are on the government dole, America is no longer sustainable. Well, we're close, if not over that now. We have to stop spending like it's going out of style. We have to stop spending like the government can make money. They can't. I mean, they can make money, but when they do that, it devalues it. It's coming to the point where the money that we have in our wallets is not worth the paper it was printed on. Taking off the gold standard, that's when that started to go off. And, you know, as long as we allow all of this to continue happening, we're going to notice that America will continue to slide down into the dustbin of oblivion. And all the while, we're going to be sitting back and thinking about it and thinking, what's happening? Folks, I'm telling you what's happening. We're allowing our freedoms to be taken away by a government that does not care about you, does not care about your freedoms, does not care about anything when it comes to you. All they care about is their own little business of making money off the people. And sooner or later, they're going to realize that us out of the workforce, making us stay home, closing down the businesses that we worked at, that all this money that they think that they're going to be spending to help us isn't going to be there because we're not working, we're not paying taxes anymore, the government's not getting money, then what are they going to do? And Vorp is talking about it, right? Communism, that's what's coming. And as long as we allow it, It's going to continue to show up. It's going to continue to show its ugly face. It's going to continue to slap us down. And until we start fighting back, we're on the losing end of that stick. And Vorp says he was raised by the World War II generation. I was too. I was growing up, one of the things that my dad taught me was to go out into the wilderness. He taught me how to survive out there. And there are still some wilderness out here, especially on the western side of the United States. But there are so many people out there now that would die of exposure if they lost their homes and couldn't cook a meal on a gas stove or an electric stove, or couldn't sit in an air-conditioned house. It's coming, folks. Something we all have to try to stop, essentially. There are too many people out there who think it'll never happen. But all they have to do is just watch. All they have to do is just look. And actually read some true history of this nation and find out just how many of their freedoms are gone. I don't like doing a show where I only talk about the freedoms we've lost. But sometimes it has to be said. Because we're losing our freedoms now at a rate that has never been seen before. And we're not even noticing it. We're not even noticing it. And that's the scary part. There are people in our government who have been so corrupt and so exposed for their corruption that in normal times, they'd be gone. But they're still there. They're still just as strong as ever, getting stronger all the time because nobody will show the balls to say, you're out of here. And when somebody does, then that somebody gets pushed down as being a xenophobe or a homophobe or some kind of. Because you're trying to get rid of somebody who's been there for a while. Folks, it's the ones that have been there for a while that need to go. And it's getting worse all the time. It's getting worse all the time. And then we have, you know, people who laugh at people who talk about making America great again. That's the kind of attitude that's destroying this nation. And it's more and more prevalent all the time. We have people like Nancy Pelosi who did that video that she did this last week where she was talking about how she loves her ice cream and her candy, and And she has this refrigerator that's open that's probably about $2,400 refrigerator. Most of us would never, ever have a refrigerator that was that big, that expensive. And the ones that do are usually so out of touch with what's really going on that they have no clue about what's happening. And, you know, I was going to do a 2-hour show today. I wasn't able to get any of my recordings done that I needed to get for the show that I wanted to do. And the only one that I've actually played is the one that I played through the speakers of the computer. And I'm not really sure how well that sounded. I guess when I get offline, off the air, I can check that one out. Hopefully it sounded good enough to understand what the heck was going on. But this next week, I'm going to have to try to find the time to get my recordings done, get my audio set up. And I'm not exactly sure how I can do this until my wife goes back to work in her, at the office that she usually works at. That's one of the reasons why I moved the show to Saturday, is because on Fridays when my show starts, she's still working. She works in the living room. That's where I usually do my show. And all of this is caused by a little virus that is no worse than the yearly influenza that hits us every year, which is probably now going to get worse because the government has seen what they can do with a virus that isn't that bad. So I can see this coming for the yearly influenza, the yearly viruses that hit us. And they're already starting to do it with global warming again. I don't know. We're going to have to start stopping all of this before it destroys this nation. And it's coming close, I guarantee you. I guarantee you. We will be back next week for a longer show, hopefully, if I can get my recordings done. I'm glad that Vorp was here. Sorry you haven't gotten your check. Hopefully it will show up. And I left lamed, I guess. I am glad to see you there. We will be back next week, and I will start my ending song now. But until next week, I will hopefully have a better show for you, and hopefully things will get better by next week. I always keep my fingers crossed. But God bless America. God bless us too, and as always, we will not be moved. Have a good day.
Wagner. I think she died for Beethoven. She loves the way Puccini lays down a film. And birds is always creeping from her room.
God bless America.